scoring 28-0 the rest of the way. What turned for your team, and what impressed you about the way your guys played?
Well, what has been impressed me, Rob, about the way our guys playing is they're playing hard, and Stony Brook opened up with that 5-minute drive in the second half to take that 10-point advantage, and our guys just hung in there. They stayed very resilient. They kept playing hard. We obviously hit a couple explosives to open it up, but our guys have been playing hard in all three phases. So I'm really proud of that, and I'm really happy that they didn't get down. They don't complain. They're great teammates. No one's getting on each other. They're just trying to support each other in the mistakes we did make early on. And like I said, the explosive plays really got us on the board there, got the momentum back for us, and we're able to take it home in the fourth quarter.
Let's start with the guy who made at least a couple of those big explosive plays, David Avite, who not only was the CAA Rookie of the Week, but the National Rookie of the Week. 183 yards, four touchdowns, 59 yarder, and a 72 yarder. We talked about it a little bit last Monday, but just tell me what impressed you about his performance and what makes him so special to be able to do those kind of things as a freshman.
Well, as a true freshman, obviously he's got the physical talent to come in and play at a high level within this league. And then also he's had the maturity and mentality to pick up what we're asking him to do, because that's not easy as well. So he's done a great job from that perspective, but he'll be the first one to tell you it all starts up front. So the guy's paving the way for him. And even the guys downfield, I think on his first one on our sideline, there was some really good blocking downfield by the receivers that helped find the end zone on that 52-yarder. So, David's just a mature young man who's physically gifted at 6 foot, 225 pounds. So he's, big enough now to compete at the level that he's looking to compete at. And like I said, he's been able to pick up what we're asking him to do. He's come in, he's taken advantage of the opportunities. He was pretty much backing up Raglan in the first part of the season. And then Raglan wasn't able to play this past week, and we held him out with the ankle that he sustained the week before. And David's taken advantage of his opportunities for sure.
Switching over to the defense, as you said, Stony Brook had the good drive and to get the touchdown to start the second half, but then your guys, no points over the final 25 minutes of that game. What in your mind changed to be able to shut them down?
Well, our defense really played well, even though the score may not have indicated it with that 24-14 advantage. Our first miscue was a muff punt that gave them a short field that set up their first score. And then we had a errant snap on a punt attempt just before half that gave them the ball inside our 10-yard line. And our defense definitely stepped up to that challenge and held them to only 3 points. So that gave them the 17-14 lead in the going into halftime. But our defense has been stepping up and playing hard. That's where, as I mentioned before on one of the calls, a lot of our maturity is. We have a lot more experience on the defensive side of the ball right now with a lot of veteran players, and it shows. They're playing that way, and we have a good job up front. Our guys up front are doing a good job, and then the linebackers, obviously, and the secondary guys are doing a good job in the pass game. So, Stony Brook, to their credit, though, did move the ball on us a few times, especially in that first half. But we made great adjustments at halftime on both sides of the ball and in special teams. And our guys, our coaching staff, did a great job at halftime, coming out and taking advantage of what the adjustments that were made at half.
Obviously, a big afternoon for Brendan Bell, 15 tackles. We've talked about him a lot over the years. He's had a tremendous career for you, but just talk about the afternoon that he had with all those stops and tackle, 2.5 tackles for loss as well.
Yeah, Brendan's a phenomenal player for us. Started his career as a walk-on. Him and Hartzell have been playing together for a long time. Add Richie Kimmel now, who's a fifth-year senior. So all three of those guys are, having great games. And Brendan, I've said this before to multiple people, all in all, he just does everything well. I mean, he's just a competitor. He has a high motor. You'll never see him loaf in practice. He's always flying to the football, and he just does a great job. But like I said, on the offensive side, our defense is kind of designed that way to free up our linebackers. And I'm sure if you talk with Brendan, he'd be the first one to say the same thing about the guys playing in front of him as David does on the other side of the ball. Those guys do a really good job keeping the guards and people up from climbing to the linebackers, and it frees those linebackers up to make the plays.
You mentioned earlier the special teams miscues that you had, but you also the muff punt by Stony Brook that you guys were able to get. kind of change the momentum? How big of a play was that to kind of get the tide turning your way?
No, I think it did exactly what you just said, Rob. It definitely changed the momentum. That came in the third quarter and it was huge. We were able to, make something happen, get in the end zone off of that. And then that kind of got us rolling a little bit. So whenever you have a turnover in the situation like that, obviously we had the two in the first half, but whenever you're able to get something like that later in the game, it just creates the momentum that you're looking for. Getting points off the turnover is huge. And then, hitting them with the explosives after that, I think was a big part of it as well. And I think that punt set up the mindset for the guys to go out and just keep pressing a little harder and digging a little deeper.
You guys have played a challenging schedule to this point, but to go on the road against certainly a much improved Stony Brook team, to be down 10 and then win the way you did, how much momentum do you feel like that might give you going forward?
Well, I think it's a huge learning experience for us. It just shows the resiliency of our team and the maturity of our team. So I'm excited about that. It was a typical CAA game. Talking with Billy after the game, I mean, that was as physical a game as we probably played all year. People flying around and a lot of great crisp hits out there. So, to come back from down 10 in the second half and show the maturity and, like I said, resiliency to, just keep going, keep tapping the rock, keep, that's our motto, right? Keep tapping the rock, just keep persevering through the ups, downs, and everything around. And hopefully the good things will happen. And sure enough, they did, especially in the late third and early fourth quarter.
Bye week ahead for your team, 5-1, with the only loss to your FBS opponent. As you never pick when these guys when these byes come in your schedule, but it's a good time for your team to get healthy and really assess where you are.
Oh, definitely. I really think it is. It's a good time for a number of reasons, Rob. Number one, I just said how physical this past game was. Nobody's 100% healthy right now. Everyone's banged up. So it'll give us an opportunity to hopefully, heal some of the bumps and bruises that we have. We're pretty healthy going into it. So we got to make sure we come out of it healthy. And it's also midterm week. So to not have the pressure of preparing for a game while they're going to be having a lot more stresses on them in the classroom is a good thing. So usually I'd like to have them a little earlier in the season, maybe after week four, week five, but this falls into place pretty well for us right now due to the fact that they're going to be stressed with the midterms and all that. Plus, we did get banged up from this past weekend's game. So we'll be able to get in the training room, get in the weight room, and hopefully heal the guys up that need it.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for your time this morning. Enjoy